Did you know in just 40 years, the likelihood of beating cancer has dramatically increased? Only around half of Aussies with a cancer diagnosis in the 80s were likely to survive. That figure's jumped to around 70% survival rate now. A man who has defied his diagnosis in 2019 and continues to perform on the world stage is SA Olympic cyclist Matt Glaitzer. He joins me now to coincide with Daffodil Day. Hi, Matt.
Good morning. Good to be on the show with you.
Oh, great to have you with us. And how fantastic to hear that you've equaled Anna Meares' record as the most successful Australian cyclist in Commonwealth Games history. Congratulations. Wow, it's been a really big few years for you.
It has indeed. No, thank you. I didn't know I'd equaled her record when I got that second gold medal. And I like the fact that it's equal and it's not better than her. So she's a legend of the sport and a really good supporter of mine for many years. So, yeah, it's been a big few years, the last few years for me with the cancer diagnosis and Tokyo Olympics and now Commonwealth Games. So, yeah, it's been a lot happening.
Yeah, big time. So tell us about that thyroid cancer diagnosis in 2019. I hear you just had a sore neck.
Yeah, that's right. It was quite strange. I hurt my neck in the leg press in the gym, which I've never done before in my career. And it just wasn't going away. I couldn't turn my neck properly. The physios and medical staff were quite confused as to why it wasn't improving. So I had a scan, I had an MRI that showed some spots on my thyroid gland. And initially they said that most people do have little cysts and whatnot in their body, so it's nothing too scary just yet. But they wanted to make sure that it was safe. And so I did an ultrasound, and that can determine whether it could be malignant or not, and it didn't look good. So, yeah, it all hit the fan from that point and was pretty serious, and, yeah, all systems go to try and get the best treatment possible.
Wow, that would have been such a shock because, I mean, there's no real reason why someone who's healthy shouldn't also be susceptible to cancer, but you might not think that being so fit and healthy and out and about.
Exactly. I was in the shape of my life. I wouldn't think it was going to happen to me. Like, it was always an unfortunate situation that happens to other people, but then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I'm now living this. It's quite scary. So, yeah, it gives me a whole new appreciation of what people go through and the fact that it can seriously happen to anybody at any time.
So what did that entail that time you had to have surgery? What did having cancer mean for you?
For me personally, with it being in my thyroid, I had to cut out all iodine from my diet in the lead up to surgery to starve the gland. Then went into surgery, got it cut out and the lymph nodes around my neck as well to be safe. And then it was a matter of recovery and getting the medication levels right to then take over the role of that thyroid gland with my metabolism regulation. And being an elite athlete, our body composition is really important to be lean and fit and fast. So that was a risk for me to end my career if that then was off kilter and not balanced up again. So thankfully, I had a really good team of medical staff around me to manage that. And so we got that balance right relatively quickly. After I'd recovered from the surgery, I then had to go into radiotherapy to then try and blast out the rest of the little cells that couldn't get cut out. And the thyroid cancer for me, the thyroid gland feeds on iodine and the cancer cells were the same. So I took two very radioactive iodine tablets that would then get absorbed by the thyroid gland and my saliva gland. So there was a risk those could be damaged through that process. So yeah, I was locked away through that process. So because I became radioactive at that point and then was released once I was, yeah, no longer setting the Richter scale off.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was safe to be amongst other people again. So it was an intense time, having the unknowns there for a little while. But, yeah, really thankful that I had a really good support network around me and the facilities and all the staff did such a great job. And thankfully, I was able to work my way back into training and get to the Olympics less than a year later.
With us at the moment is Commonwealth Games gold medalist and cancer survivor Matt Glaitzer. Yeah, so back on the bike, literally, and back training, that would have been quite tricky to get back out there and get fit again. What was it like, and how did you stay mentally strong and resilient?
Yeah, it was different because my neck obviously was cut open and had healed and was quite tight, so I couldn't really look up much at all. So when I was trying to ride my bike, I really couldn't lift my head much to see where I was going. So that was an interesting few months as my neck could stretch and get that wound a little bit closer to normal. And yeah, it was a matter of just setting little goals for myself, little improvements at a time. And I knew I could manage it. And yeah, I was really motivated. It was, I guess, the Tokyo Olympics was a goal to distract me from what I had been through and to not let it define me and to, yeah, try and get on with life, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it would have been just extraordinary, that feeling of winning those medals.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Commonwealth Games this year was phenomenal. And, yeah, through the last few years of having to go through that and torn muscles and everything, it was, yeah, a really nice culmination of a lot of hard work and overcoming some big challenges along the way. And, yeah, everyone in life has their challenges, and I've had my fair share and with these couple of things that have happened. So, yeah, it was really, really satisfying to get the reward for all the hard work.
Has it changed your perspective on life?
It definitely did. I don't sweat the small stuff as much anymore. It, yeah, definitely puts life into perspective, and all those trivial things, yeah, are more obviously trivial now. And I value my time with the people that I care about, and because, you know, life is so fickle. You can have a sickness and all of a sudden it could be taken away. So, yeah, it's definitely made me value my time here with the people that I spend it with. So it's in that regard, it's, yeah, I think caused me to value my time a lot more.
Mm. So Cancer Council do a lot of great work, and you're appealing for people to chip in today.
Yeah, that's right. It's Daffodil Day today. The daffodil is an international symbol of hope for everyone affected by cancer, and it's a great way to support an organisation that invests so heavily into cancer research and has made such an impact on people going through treatment and getting diagnosed early. So, yeah, there are 36 places around the state that people can go to and buy their daffodils. Or if you're restricted, you could go to the website, daffodilday.com, and do your bit to help so many South Australians doing it tough.
Really lovely to have you on the program today, and thanks for offering us some hope and inspiration. Really, really cool to talk to you, Matt Glatzer.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.